Good evening and welcome to House of Red and Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, down south here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. We are live with Ray Holland and the New Boys of Triumph. They are national recording artists on the Sharp Records label. They are coming in live here from Chicago, just right here in Alabama. These guys have been singing for a while. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. I'm going to call their area code, telephone number, and they'll talk for themselves. 267.
Hi, my name is Kendrick Walker. I sing on Ray Holland and the New Boys of Triumph. I'm a background singer.
All right. 282.
My name is Reverend Marvin C. James. I sing with Ray Holland and the New Boys of Triumph, lead singer and background.
All right. 404.
Hello, this is Wesley Haley, keyboard player, lead singer, background singer for Ray Holland and the New Boys of Triumph.
All right, 493.
Hi, my name is Ray Holland. I am the manager and background for Ray Holland and the New Boys of Triumph. Just want to say thank you to Mr. Howell for allowing us to be on tonight. I want to say, give a shout out to our chairman of Sharp Records, Mr. Stopper, and to our executives, Pastor Bob Little, to Warren Williams, and Reverend from Bryant, Texas.
Mm-hmm. All right. Listen up, guys. We're going to open up with a Ray Holland talked to us back in April the 3rd of 2019. It runs about 7 minutes and 15 seconds, guys. So he's going to bring us up to date what has been happening in the past, and then we're going to start from there and go current to what's happening. And what I'm going to do while this is playing, I will cut everybody's mics off, and then I'll cut everybody's mics back on at the end of that. So y'all stick around for about 7 minutes and 15 seconds. Go get you some water, coffee, whatever you do to freshen yourself up, and get ready to talk for about an hour. All right. We'll be back in a minute.
All right.
The button.
Okay.
This is Brother Ray Hollins of the good evening and welcome to House Even and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. I have on the phone with us Ray Hollins and on the phone, and he's going to give us an update of what's happening with them and their events and all those kind of good stuff like that. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for having me tonight. With the group, we just come out of Gadsden with Reverend J.C. Jenkins and the Sounds of Joy. We had a wonderful time up there. The house was packed. We got another show on April the 13th over in Hell City. Can't think of the name of the church right now, but right now, Brother Howell, everything is going through with the group. Also, we are preparing for a new CD come out. We're just rehearsing the song so we can, you know, have it ready.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for somewhere around November or October, maybe, to drop a new CD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we was over in Carrollton, Georgia about 2 weeks ago, and our chairman, Tony Sharper, was there. He surprised us.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And we all was able to go out, and we had a dinner together. We had a wonderful time. Wonderful time. Sure did.
Oh, man. I bet that made y'all day.
It did. It really did. We had a wonderful time over in Carrollton, Georgia, and the people really loved it. That was the first time I was there, so.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance to network with a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I sent a message to all of you all. It's a new venue that opened up here in Frisco City, Alabama. The venue calls for $400 to secure the place, a $250 deposit on the place, which you get the $250 back if the place check out. And this has an outstanding sound system already in it. And I passed the word on to Tony, to Reverend Jenkins, Warren, everybody. And I want to ask everybody to begin to see, can they find corporate sponsors? Because, see, if y'all guys come like we're down here in Alabama, man, where we live, I mean, you need to get some money, you know. You got to have gas. You got to have food. You got to have a hotel. You can't be coming down here hoping you get a portion of a $15 or $20 ticket. You see what I'm saying?
You need to be paid
up front and let that promoter and him fight for that $20 ticket fee. You know what I'm saying? I know it sounds a little harsh, but that's the reality of it. We need corporate sponsors. And me and Warren and Tony and the rest of us, I'm going to be looking for the next 3 or 4 weeks for some corporate sponsors, man. Because we got to have somebody that's going to put their money out there and put their money up front. So when y'all travel, you won't be scuffling and trying to make it ends meet, man, because that's tough out
there. Right. Yeah, you're so right about that, Brother Howard. You know, we in the group, you know, we pay our dues and we sell CDs, but that's not enough.
We need,
you're right, we need the backing of a corporate corporation. We need that. Look at it, we're just as good as the next guy. You know, Tony always tell us we're second to none, and I believe that.
Man, I like that song. And y'all cooking now, man. How often do y'all be at a place and the first thing they call for is keep running?
All the time.
Man,
all the time.
That song is hot, man. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
All the time. I said before, we was in Gadsden on Sunday night, like I was saying, a lady come in there and she said, "My baby's not with me, but can y'all sing this song, Keep On Running?" So we was out there, and that's the first thing she said, you know, can we sing her baby's song, Keep On Running?
All right.
I tell you, same Brother Howard, I know, before we go, a lot of young people love that CD, that Keep On Running. We had a program, and one of the guy, I guess, young man must have been about 10 or 12 years old, and he said, could he help us out? He wanted to sing, Yes, God is Real.
That's good. That's outstanding.
Right. They love it.
Well, Ray, I really appreciate you taking the time to call. And pass the word to the guys. Anytime y'all want to call this at this same number here, I hook it into the switchboard and the radio station to record. And all we have to do, we ain't said nothing that need to be edited or anything like that, but we record it and air it during the radio broadcast. So,
right.
I thank you. Give them the number where they can get those to your CDs, where they can contact you for booking, all that kind of good stuff.
Right. Contact number is 256-493-0483. You can look us up on Facebook under Ray Holland and New Boys of Triumph. That would be Ray Holland, NBOT, on Facebook. And contact number, once again, is 256-493-0483.
All right, Ray, thank you for taking the time, son. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, we'll run this spot. Anytime you guys, I'm on the radio, I'll be running this spot for you.
Right, okay. Appreciate it so much, sir.
All right, thank you. Y'all take care and have a good Tuesday night.
Okay, thanks.
All right, then. Bye-bye. All right, that was that's Brother Ray Holland and the Boys of Triumph. Some singing guys, man. I had the opportunity to be with them up in Gadsden, Alabama, and they can do some singing. I am telling you, they can do some singing. All right, you can reach them at 256-493-0483. Ray Hollins and the Boys of Triumph. All right, more music coming your way. All right, okay. Okay, more music coming your way on House of the Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. Stay with us.
Okay, guys, we're back live now. We know COVID has been raging and it's somewhat quiet, but it's still being interfering with a lot of stuff. So whoever want to talk first, stop bringing the update. Hey, listen up, guys. Now, whatever you're doing in the background, if your mic is open, it's being broadcast worldwide. I don't know what that looks like. Somebody's turning the kitchen over or tearing somebody's butt up or something going on. But wherever that
is,
man. You need to, if you can handle it, handle it. But you know what I mean? I have to do a process elimination, and whoever that is, I'll cut the mic off until you get ready to talk. All right.
Okay.
All right. Who we got here? Who gonna start talking? Bring us up to date. What's been happening? What's new with Ray Hollins and the New Boys of Triumph?
Okay. I'll quote Mr. Howard. Right now, we started out in the studio last year, but you know, COVID hit, and we wasn't able to complete our project. The last time we was on, we told you we was working on a new CD, but we wasn't able to complete that because of COVID, and still haven't been able to get back into the studio. We've made plans, just things just haven't worked out. Several of us in the group had caught COVID, so we had to, you know, stay away and continue to be safe. But if it's the Lord's will, we are going back into the studio and finish this new CD. It's entitled Heaven. I think it's going to be better than the Keep On Running CD. I know it is. So that's where we're at now. We don't have any bookings right now. Our good friends from Louisville, Kentucky, the New Golden Crown, they had called and wanted us to come, wanted to see if we was coming to their anniversary. But we were just trying to be, you know, continue to stay safe. And because the year that we went up there, we had a wonderful time with them, Brown, and the New Golden Crowns. But if it's the Lord's will, that will be on our agenda for next year. We don't, like I said, don't have anything booked right now because a lot of churches around in our area is just not opening up. We're just trying to see where this thing go. Basically trying to we want to finish the CD. We want to get it out because people look, they want some new music now, and that's what we're trying to do. Somebody else can chime in on that. Any one of you guys can chime in on what I was saying.
Basically, we just, like I said, we've been planning. We're planning to do a whole lot of work. When the pandemic hit, it kind of like put things on a major standstill. And so we just have to try to get caught up, and hopefully sometime here in the near future, we can get the rolling again and get these songs down and get us a new CD out so everybody can hear what we got working. Because wonderful songs when Wesley wrote a bunch of them, and I tell you, I got one or so in there, and it's gonna be a good CD. It's just a matter of time and us getting back in the studio to perfect it and get it out where everyone can hear it. The Lord will make a way. It's, like I said, just having to just kind of play things by ear and look for an opening. He'll give us an opening when that door swing open, Wesley, we go
yes,
walk
sir.
Right
Step
in.
Right in.
So that's what I'm saying. So that you see what I'm saying? That really is a good song. For especially after this pandemic, it's going to be a wonderful. So you can see it's setting up now for a really good CD. You know, I just want to mention that. That's the main thing. I've been waiting and kind of getting a little antsy because, you know, I'm the preacher. And this church had been closed down for a year to Easter, and I was getting antsy about preaching. Can you imagine what I'm talking about singing?
You all have some kind of sermon stacked up.
Man, I go down there, and we meet, and we collect tithes, and I meet with the deacons and everything, but
I'm telling you, it they've been rolling in there. I'm kind of, you know, you ever had them that kind of charged up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm charged up, and I'm trying to be cool because I don't want to be too wild for what I need to be. Same thing with the singing. You know, I've been saying singing. I said, boy, I don't want to get rusty because we've been, been singing, but not singing in front of people. But the best thing about it is we did get a chance. Now, hush, after this for a minute, but we all got a chance to kind of rest our vocals because we were really singing. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, you come out there doing things, but we were really staying pretty busy. And and so we got the pandemic gave us a chance to kind of rest our vocals on. So hopefully them bad boys will be wide open when we get back in there, you know.
Mm-hmm. I heard y'all mention earlier that that some of y'all had COVID.
Yes,
me and my wife have been blessed not to have COVID because we don't hardly move hardly other than go to the grocery store and to the church, and we visit my son and his family, and that's about far as we go. Those places I mentioned that, and that's been about the last year or so. We just haven't been moving. But
doing a good thing.
Ones of you all that had it. How has it affected you, and how has it changed you, and what effect it has had on the group? It's kind of kept everybody apart, but whoever's had it, talk about it and encourage the ones that haven't had it and scared of it, whatever you want to say about it.
I had COVID over the Thanksgiving holidays, and I mean, those that are that has faith in Jesus Christ is nothing to be scared of. Personally, I have four scriptures that I read, well, basically five scriptures I read every morning. It was Psalms 23, Psalms 51, Psalms 121, and Psalms 91. Also, I read Proverbs 3, verses 4, 5, and 6.
All right.
COVID is nothing to be scared of because I had it, and I had a guy to ask me, was I afraid? And I told him no because for some apparent reason I really wasn't scared because I knew where my faith was, and then it's just in Jesus Christ. It does have some effect on your body as of messing with your lungs and your wind. Even now, sometimes I do have some problem with my wind, but thanks be to God, it's getting better day by day. I thank God for my fellow brothers, God keeping his hands on them and their families from COVID. Because the 2 weeks that I was down, I looked through the obituary section, and I never did see not one of my brothers or my family members or anyone I knew in that section.
Amen.
But I thank God also for his grace and his mercy that kept not only me, but kept everyone that have had COVID. It wasn't the medicine, it wasn't luck, because luck is not in the Bible, but it was the two twins, grace and mercy, that kept us.
Mm-hmm.
That's keeping us now.
Oh,
Every time we get up, there's grace, and it's a new portion of grace and mercy, because it could have took us out, but grace and mercy kept us from being taken down by death. So I encourage everyone that has had COVID, I encourage everyone that is afraid of COVID, just recite the 23rd number of Psalms. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So God said in his word, wherever we go, he's there.
All right.
So COVID is nothing to be afraid of, because God said He would be with us wherever we are. And I'm thankful for my brothers, and I'm thankful for family members, and I'm thanking for all those that have supported us and that continue to support us. We're still alive, we're still going, and just be patient with us. We'll be back on the map.
Amen.
All right, all right. How many out of the group, how many have had COVID?
I think it was three of us. I don't know what the ones that had.
Man, what a testimony.
Yeah. It's pretty tough,
bro.
Look at God.
That means when you guys come back, when y'all do hit the stage again, y'all better tell it.
I know that's right.
That's right. Mr. Howard, I'm going to tell you something funny. My wife and I had it. I got it. Somebody at work brought it to work, and I brought it home to my wife. And it was bad, let me tell you. But I'm able to laugh about this now. She and I, we were so sick, she got our wheel out and put it beside our nightstand. And I said, "What are you doing with that?" And I said, "We're not going anywhere yet." She said, "Just in case something happened to us." I said, "No." I said, "We're not going anywhere."
Oh, man.
I said, I get singing that song, already looking better. No matter what we're going through, already looking better.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to keep on running.
Y'all gonna cut that argument out right now. When they go, it's already right, and then you gonna argue. Hey, that's not a bad idea, fella. That wheel handy. That cut down on a lot of stuff after you go.
That's right.
You won't have to look for it.
but Mr. Howard. Mr. Howard, that's the thing that's so shocking about this stuff. See, like you said, he was at work and he picked it up. I can't tell you where I picked it up at. Man, I just know I was just sitting around on a Sunday evening, and my head went to now. Y'all sound a little crazy. My head went to vibrating.
My God.
And I'm talking about vibrating. And then by Monday, I was feeling so bad. And I laid around all day Monday. Tuesday, I was down at the emergency room because I said, I better go get checked out because something ain't going on right. And it wasn't flu and it wasn't strep. And I had to wait almost a week to find out I did have it, but I had isolated myself from my family. But everybody in the house still came down with it. So that's five of us at the same time.
Wow.
But the grace of God was that most of them didn't have any major issues. Now, I did have issues for about 4 days where it got pretty rough. And, but I thank God that His grace is sufficient, you know. And He probably brought me out. And then my daddy told me, he said, "You were doing everything you could not to get it, and then you still messed around and got it." And more than likely, I probably picked it up at the doctor's office because I got hung in two different places that same week. And but God is good. Let me tell you, Kim was talking about the breathing issue. For about 2 or 3 weeks after the stuff, man, I'm talking about get tired real easy when you're going walking and doing stuff. But it left like it came. I mean, I don't have that tiredness anymore. But it for a minute there, I said, "Boy, I get tired too easy now." But it was due to that COVID, you know. But God is good. I will put it to you like this: if you trust in Him and never doubt, I'm old preacher said he'll surely bring you out. So He brought us out. Everybody's fine. And, nobody seemed to be having any kind of issues. So we done started getting shots because we had to wait 90 days. Mm-hmm. 90 days probably last week and this week we coming out. I get a shot tomorrow. My baby got hers today, and my son and daughter get theirs tomorrow. So we are. We getting the shots. We doing what we can, you know, And that ain't no guarantee. Let me say this. Ain't no guarantee that it won't come back again. But
that's
what
right.
We do. We're doing the things that we think that'll help. Maybe not get it again. You know what I mean? So, but God is good. I say that to you, and he's an awesome God. I'm gonna tell you, because every time I get a chance to thank him, I say, Lord, I thank him. I'm still here. I tell him every time I just think about it. I said, boy, you bless. And then none of my family left here. So I just appreciate it. I had my sister had it, my niece had it, my great nephew had it. So, and then a lot of the family that had it. But praise be to God, nobody has left here. And I will tell y'all this. And I say, I have a sister for Howard. My sister has asthma. My sister has heart trouble. My sister has diabetes. And she have all kind of allergies. She came down.
My God.
And high blood pressure. And she came down with COVID. And in four days, she was at the hospital.
Wow.
So God is he's super good, man. I'm just telling you. So, yeah. And I wish you could tell the story, because like I said, she said the Lord told her that she had it, but she was going to be all right. And he was going to bring her out the hospital. And I said, boy, it's just awesome. Let me hush. I get excited. You know, preacher get the rolling. But I just get excited about what God can do, you know.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask y'all this. When you're going through trials and tribulations, that's when your perseverance and the stuff that holds you together, you get a chance to write it down. And it's kind of like a bridge to the next step level that you're going to. How many of you all, while you were going through these trials, put some of those trials to music or to songs or to poems or to anything that you can give to somebody else for later? Did anybody write anything down? Or I know stuff is on your mind, because that's what I was saying, when you come on stage the next time, you got to let it all out. But y'all talk about that, if anybody put anything in writing.
Mr. Howell, I didn't put anything in the writing, but this is something that I can't keep to myself, because COVID, it showed me a whole lot as of who God really was and who he truly is. Because when I had COVID, I didn't really want to tell my dad, but he called me. And he said, Bro Walker, do you have COVID? I said, yes, sir. He told me, he said, I'm going to call you every morning between 8 and 9, and I'm going to call and check on you until you go back and get your results. And I thank God for my dad, for him calling me, and it wasn't a day that he didn't call me. But on the same token, when I got over COVID, he told me, he said, Bro Walker, he said, this is just a storm that you was going through to let you know that God had his hands on you, to let you know that you wasn't by yourself. Because some people, when they got COVID, they just, you know, felt like they were just by themselves. But there was one night that I had that it was rough for me when I had COVID. I couldn't sleep to save my life. I got up and got me something to drink, went back to bed and lay down on the side of the bed. And I said, Lord, help you, boy. And then the next morning, next thing I know, it was the next morning. So I'm letting everybody know that God is a healer. I've heard my brothers say what God has done for them, and they can vouch just the same as I can vouch for it. God is a healer. He is a way maker. He is a protector. Psalms 91 is my favorite book of the Bible, because he did say that he would take care of us. No harm uh-huh. would come to us.
Uh-huh.
Right. It may have knocked on the door, but it didn't overtake us.
My God.
So, I mean, I ain't gonna say I can't write a song, but like maybe later on down the road, we'll get with the fellas, or I get with the fellas, and we'll write a song about how God brought us over this COVID-19. Because God is an awesome God. He's a powerful God. He take care of his own.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the brothers can vouch for that. Because when you get it, you got COVID, it seems like it just something comes over you. But long as you know, and you know that you know, that you know that you know, that you have God, and He is a healer, and He is your protector.
Yes, sir.
Fear may come, storms may rise, lightning may flash, the winds may blow. But long as you know God is your protector and your healer, all fear will cease. Just like when he was on the ship and on the boat, he said, peace be still. Whatever storms you go through, whatever troubles you come to, all you got to look up to the hills from which cometh your help is said, peace be still, and everything will be calm.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. There's five of y'all in the group in COVID group three. That's more than 50% of you.
Man. That's right.
Yeah. You know,
look at God.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Howe.
Go ahead.
This Wesley talking. I actually did. You know, this was a scary thing when I first saw COVID and I saw what the world was coming to, you know, I thought that we would have to get used to, you know, this is kind of like a new normal for us. You know, it's hard for me to walk around and see everybody having to wear a mask and, you know, we have to take precaution and all these other things. And, you know, I've always said it'll get worse before it get better. And, I wrote a song when this COVID stuff first hit and I saw everything how it was looking. You know, I wrote a song, and every day I think back to that song. You know, it says, have a little faith in Jesus. Trust him and let it go.
All right.
And you know, I revert back to that song every time I, you know, think about this thing. You know, I'll be like, you know, God, you said that we have just a little faith. You know, it's just the faith the size of a mustard seed. If we have just a little faith and we trust in him, then we ain't got to worry about it. Once we have that faith, we can let that situation go because he already knows. It's just like that old song, where is your faith? And as long as our faith is in Jesus, then all we got to do is trust him, trust the process,
man.
Let everything else go. Trust the process, trust and know that God is working, and trust and know that he is not going to leave us in this predicament. He's going to bring us out, and we're going to come out as pure gold. We might go in rusty. We might go in rusty. We might go in torn, beat up, dirty, but we're going to come out as pure gold. So, you know, I'm just ready. You know, I'm trusting God. I'm trusting this process. But as I said, you know, I wrote that song, and I'm doing that every day, having faith, trusting God, letting it go.
Amen.
That's
great. That's great.
Amen.
That works.
That's I was looking at a new Golden Crown's 83rd anniversary, which is coming up in June, another 2 months. Y'all gonna try to make that, or is y'all gonna be studio, gonna be back in the studio at that time, or how y'all looking for that?
Yeah, I had talked to Reverend Brown, and I told him that we wasn't gonna be able to make it this year, but how really want to get this CD completed. So if the Lord's will, you know, we'll get back to practice. We still haven't even got a chance to practice yet. Every time we get ready, I was going to come up with a date or something. Something always happens. But it's in God's timing. I always said timing is everything.
Amen.
Everything. So we do come out. We're going to break out with something big, Brother Howe. We want you to be there, too.
Amen.
Amen.
We just want to let you know. We want you to be there because you've always supported us, and we appreciate you. I want you to know that. We really appreciate you. But, yeah, the CD is our main, the Lord's will. It's what we're trying to work on.
Okay. Well, look, I have been here lately. I'll be 75 my next birthday. Every year, I have an issue with my back. And I like to work outside. I work in the garden, work around the fishery, and all this stuff that I like to do. But the one thing that relieves that pain is that them steroids, that prednisone, whatever they call that stuff. But that stuff will blow you up like a balloon when you take it.
Right.
But so the other day I had some back pain. I remember what you said a few minutes ago. You get to a point that now if I take this stuff out, I know that steroids don't do to me. So it said take so many. But God, I'm gonna take one or two. I ain't gonna take the 4 or 5 like they say on the direction, but I'm gonna take 2, and the rest is you, God. You know what I'm saying? And just like clockwork, like you say, man, you did what you thought you did, and you let God have it. He bring it on through. He just do it. I sure didn't take the 5 that they said.
I'm
talking about what the doctor said. No, I took 2. The 3 still on that thing.
Yeah.
But when you get to the point, you got to go to it. You just got to lay it out because he already know.
That's right. You're right.
And we said, you just ante up. You just come clean. You know, and then you beating around the bush.
That's
he
right.
already know. He got it.
That's right.
Man. The man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
God,
right.
Let me tell you something. I have enjoyed this. We got 21 minutes left now.
Amen.
But I have enjoyed talking with y'all. Is that anybody got anything that they want to let out tonight?
Well, I want to say, even though COVID is still going on, keep Psalms 91 in your heart and in your mind. Meditate on that day and night, because some verses in the 91st number of Psalms are true, even though the doctors give us medicine to take for COVID. It's not the medicine, but it's the man that's working through the medicine.
All
right. That's healing.
Yes, man.
Healing. That's bringing us through. That's allowing us to see the things clearly. Once you have COVID, you don't see things the same way that you used to see it. Like the Bible says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. The thing that you used to do before you had COVID, you won't do them after you done had COVID because God had brought you through that. and you don't want to do things like that no more.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All but you right. Have a yeah.
It puts you in a place as a well.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. It puts you in a place as a well. Any situation that you go through, or any place that you go, that God sends you, you know that you have a strong power and a protector beside you. No matter what you go through, wherever you go, whatever you do, you know that you're going to have a strong power beside you.
Man.
Your balance is thick in. The only thing I always tell everybody, whatever you do, you need to learn. You stick with God. You stick with Christ.
That's it.
People run away.
Amen.
They run away from the help.
That's it.
I mean, you may be in a bind yourself. You may have gotten yourself in a bind. But whatever you do, you stick with God. I don't know anything else to do. I hold on. I told another night, I'm holding on with a tiger grip. I may preach that one day, tiger grip.
All right.
when he hook on to you, and they talk about a lion, but that tiger, when he get a hold of something, it ain't no escaping. A tiger don't let you get away. Lions sometimes they get away from a lion. Every night in a tiger miss, but when he grab you, it's over. And that's how it is with God. You're supposed to keep your hand. You're supposed to stay locked up to him. That's through the good times, through the bad times, happy times, sick times, miserable times. Yeah, you still stick with God. It's tough, but you have to stick with him, you know. And people may be done counted you out, but you stay right there. You may be down, but you still stick with God. You know, you may be up, but I just. Only thing I know how to do is hold on to the Lord. I just keep on holding. I don't know a whole lot of other stuff, but I know you need to hold on to him.
You gave four songs to read. You said songs 23, 121, and 91, and that was another one you said, other than Proverbs 4, 5, and 6. What was that fourth song that you said you read? Psalms 23, Psalms 121, and 91.
Okay. Talking to Ken on that one.
Yeah, that was Ken.
Okay. Oh, he's doing something else? Okay. I want to say this to y'all. I'm encouraged by y'all faith. I know when I first met you guys in Gaston, and we were involved in the concert. We talked about a number of things, but God has put some stuff in our lives that make us. I tell you what it did for me personally. It has made me pay attention to my family. This COVID has made me pay attention to my family. It has made me pay attention to doing stuff. Take instance, like here on the land and the property that we own. We would travel to somewhere like Florida or Georgia or Tennessee somewhere to enjoy something. And here I'm sitting on land. The world's got a pond, got all the other stuff, and I'm going off 500-600 miles, spending $2,000-$3,000, and all I got to do is walk down in the woods, and I got it right there, and I should have been developing it.
Yeah, that's right.
What I've been doing. That's what I've been doing here lately. I've been developing the pond where the family can go down there, fish, cook, hunt, go to the range. Do all the things that over the year I've been paid going somewhere else. And here I'm sitting here with 40, 50 acres of land and a pond I could have been doing all the time. God said, That's why he takes stuff away from us.
Right.
We don't use it.
Yeah.
I hear you. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You remember that parable in the Bible about that we gave one so much and the one went and buried and one went and did some other stuff with? And God said,
mm-hmm.
He took it away from the one that didn't do nothing with it.
That's
Amen.
Right. Exactly
that's
right.
That's true.
So that's what it did for me. Even though me and my wife didn't get COVID, nobody in my family has died from COVID. But all around, external folks around us have been dying, but not us.
Yeah.
Immediately.
That's right. That's right.
Man.
And I really been concentrating on getting stuff ready for my family to enjoy. This I'm 75 years old. My next birthday.
Yep.
I ain't going on any little trips.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got it all.
You can see so much now.
That's it.
Oh wow.
Mhm. Yeah. Mr. Howard, I want to say to everybody in the group, one of the guys is not on. His name is Jaden Swain, and he's a young man in high school. He's working tonight. He's our drummer, but I want to say to Jaden, who's back from this call, and to Pastor James, to Brother Falk and Brother Haley. I want to commend them guys. I appreciate being a part of you all. They so humble, and I thank God for them. You know, we on stage. We don't never try to be no show or anything like that. We just do what we do.
Amen.
If you get a chance, Brother Howard, could you play a little bit of Already Looking Better? Because that's my thing right there. No matter what we going through, it's
Amen.
Always – Already looking better. Just already looking better. Just and that keep on running CD, man. The phone's on now. Yes, God is real. We just talked about
yes.
it. Yes, God
yes,
is. Yes, sir. Yes, God is real. And we're going to keep on
Perfect.
Running. We're going to keep – and guess what? We're going to hold on, and we're going to hold
Amen.
On this changing hand.
Amen.
Yes, sir. We do, yes, sir. Do those things. We're going to be all right. Hold to God's changing hand. And to
All
you,
right.
Mr. Howard, we thank you, Mr. Howard, so much once again. We thank our chairman, Tony Schaffer, for, you know, putting a lot of things out there for us, a lot of information. Reverend Reed, Roy Reed, I didn't call his name earlier. I was just saying from Bryant, Texas, but Roy Reed, Warren Williams, these are executives of Sharp Records, and Pastor Bob Little, these are guys who support us. And just want to say, you know, we appreciate them. But, yeah, if we can hear a little bit of Already Looking Better before we get off this panel.
Amen.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I don't have Already Looking Better queued up specifically. The one that I have queued up specifically is Keep On Running. But in Larry Hollins and the New Boys That's Strong, I'm going to play a little bit of it's run by 16 minutes and 38 seconds, but I'm going to see that in that part. If not, I'm going to cut it off, and I'm going to go to the one that I do have queued up. What I'll do is in the next time, before y'all come back on, I'll separate the songs into individual cuts instead of
right,
because I usually run four or five of them cut together. But I'm going to run this and see if that's in that portion. I'll cut everybody's mics off and it won't run for about 2 or 3 minutes because I just want to see whether or not that song is in there. But I do know Keep On Running is queued up. But, okay, just hold on, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Ray Hollins and the New Boys of Triumph. You can book them at 256-404-8551. Get your hands on their music, Ray Hollins and the New Boys of Triumph. Enjoy. Come on, clap your hands.
think we're not gonna last, but I try to mend. His name is Jesus. He will help you deal with your past. Already looking
morning, y'all. We thank Ray Hollins and the New Boys of Triumph from down here in Alabama. Keep right on running, y'all. Thank y'all for support.
Woo! If you're listening to your radio, go on and turn this song up. Because right about now, we about to give them some praise. Ow! Yeah. Your hands together. Listen. On this journey, it hasn't always been easy. I've had a hard time. Some of y'all don't believe me. It all together, but I am just a man trying to live better. This is what I gotta do. I gotta keep on running. I gotta see God's face. Hey, I got to keep on running. to look at somebody and tell them this. Huh. Run on, run on. On behalf of all of us here at House of Friends Gospel Blog Talk Radio, Merry Christmas to you all today as we celebrate with the National Association of Black Defenders Radiothon. We need you to support us. We thank you. Make them call. Give us a call at 247-202-0317. Give us a call. Give us a call. We need your support to raise funds for the National Association of Black Defenders. We thank Ray Hollins and the new boys of Toronto, Wesley Haley and them all them singing. You can give us a call at 1-202-852-4816. Give us a call now to support the National Association of Black Defenders. Keep right on running. Don't give up. Go to the phone, make them call, give us support here at the House of Grand Gospel Block Talk Radio, the National Association of Black Defenders Radiothon. We on from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. Make them calls. Make those calls. God bless y'all.
All right.
Hey.
Amen.
You know, I still thank God for, you know, placing that song in my heart, man. Keep on running. I use that as everyday inspiration. You know, I use that as an inspiration to myself.
Yeah.
You know, just when it looked rough, right when it seemed like it's going to get bad, things start getting better. If I just keep on running, man.
Amen.
Hey, guy, I'm going to tell y'all, every time I'm on the air, I play that song.
Thank you.
And you know what? Though, I don't care how many times I hear it, it still sounds good.
It'll get you going, bro. It'll get you going.
Hey, Wesley, if you don't do nothing now.
Man.
I mean, you're going to do something else, but I'm saying, if the boat is shut down, you'll be floating a long time.
But you know what, Mr. Howard, you know, I was just thinking back when we first released that album. You know, it didn't dawn on me until a couple of years ago. You know, every song on that album, you know, is centered around that title, Keep On Running. You know, it starts with Already Looking Better, and then it ends with This World Is Not My Home.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that speaks for itself. You know, this world is not our stopping point. You know, I think of it as, you know how when you're on vacation and you're riding somewhere and you need to pull over and take a break, and you stop at what they call a rest stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is all this is. We're just strangers passing through trying to make it to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. And I tell you, you know, the new album, you know, entitled Heaven, and, you know, it's just going to sum up everything from the last album. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I left you a note the other day in your inbox in regards to me doing an interview with you, Wesley. I did not upload the three that you told me you had already put to a pen and it recorded, but
yes,
I'll get them uploaded and then sometime I left open days, the days from the 20th to the 30th of April. It's April, so you choose whatever date you want to talk, and we'll go ahead and produce the show for that, whatever that date is. And you just let me know what day and time it is. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And Ray.
Yes, sir.
What is it like to have a group of guys? Well, I once had a band when I was in early in the military, and you said something about that big head, getting a big head. That big head, if that big head ever gets in anybody in that group, it's over.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
You can keep five, if you five guys can keep that humbleness and don't let that big head swell you and push the motherfucker, y'all going to be all
right. That's
changing now. That big head in a band will destroy it.
It destroys. Yes, sir. You're so right, Mr. Howard. You're so right. And I tell them, this is what I say. That name of the group says Ray Holland and New Boys of Triumph. But let me tell you something. If Ray Holland is not there, guess what? That group can go on. It's just not like I come up with the old groups like Willie Banks, Willie Mill Dunk, Joe McGunn. So when Willie Banks and left, passed away, that was the messenger. But guess what? They wasn't Willie Banks. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When Willie Neal passed away, that was the keynote. But that wasn't Willie Neal. What I'm saying is, I don't lead no song, so the New Boys of Triumph is going on. My name will not hinder this group. And I tell them, they don't know Ray Holland from Pastor Marvin James, from Wesley Haley, Ken Walker. They don't, when we go play, they know us around here. And a lot of people don't even know me around here because I'm in this area because of my wife, She's from Sylacauga. But a lot of people don't know me. So that's what I tell the guy. Even though that Ray Holland is on the front of that group, they don't know me from Pastor James. You know what I'm saying? And I don't bring me out front. I'll try to dress different from them to show them that I'm Ray Holland. You know what I'm saying? We are one. That's what we are. We are, and long, just like you said, Mr. Howard, as long as nobody get the big head in there and think the group can't go on without you, you got another thought coming, because if God got his hand on this group, he got somebody else out there in line ready to take somebody's place. That goes for me, too. But I tell you guys all the time, Mr. Howard, I'm glad to be a part of them. You know what I'm saying? When they said them guys, guess what? I'm with them. That's just like if we in a championship game and I don't play a down, but we win the championship and we're in the ring, guess who's going to get a ring, too? I'm going to win a ring, too, because I'm on the team. If we don't get the big head and stay humble, that's what I tell them all the time, and we'll be blessed. And I tell you nothing, I'm going to tell you this, too. I'm trying not to talk too much, but the reason why I said we're going to be blessed is because a lot of groups around here sing, and people, they got their own fans and stuff like that, and I'm not knocking that. I support a lot of groups around here. But what I'm saying is, we hadn't been doing anything. A lot of groups came out, they doing the virtual thing and all that and stuff, and I think Wesley was getting a little answer. He wanted to do it, too, and I told him, we're just going to be patient. When our time comes, we're going to be able to do things. But what I'm getting at is the other day I was coming home, last week, and a brother, Hubert Walton, and I called him, and he and I got to talking. And guess what? He got a song that he wants the group to sing. And he prayed over the song, and he said it's going platinum. And I said, I claim that, Brother Walton. So I'm just saying that, people, that if you stay humble, blessing will come to you. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
If you stay humble, they'll come to you. And that's what we are. We humble. Yeah, we are humble.
Let me say this, guys. You know, you see how hot Spencer Taylor and the Highway QC are now?
Yes, sir. Right.
Now, Spencer Taylor is in his 90s.
90s, that's right.
All right.
Yeah.
And after President Biden and Kamala Harris invited them to do that Washington event with them, they have blown up. The guy that hounds them, Ruffin and Jones. I still have not got that interview down. They told me they were gonna get that interview, but he is in so much demand now, and he's 93.
Right, 93 years
now,
old.
Wow.
That's why y'all pay attention to what Ray just said about being patient. And your season gonna come. Every one of you that's in this group, God got a season for you.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? What you going through now is getting you ready for your season. And your season
right.
is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
But you be patient. In the meantime, you write.
Right.
In the meantime, you pray. In the meantime, you preach. In the meantime, you sing and you get ready. Because when your season comes, you will be ready.
You be ready. You right.
I'm telling you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to say something to Wesley. When I first heard you sing, now, Ray hit it on the head a few minutes ago when he was talking about that virtual stuff. It's okay to do your thing, but here's the thing about doing your thing. When you do your thing, you make sure four other people is in your thing.
All right.
Did you hear what I said? When
you're
in your thing, you make sure four other people is in your thing.
All right.
The five of you still.
I'm just sitting here.
All right. Well, God's good. Everybody's got talent. Well, guess what?
Right.
God will make and break that talent.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Can make or break it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Just keep getting up. I see your season coming. But the thing about that, you just gotta be patient, baby. You just gotta be patient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A diamond takes millions of years to form.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Think about that.
Process, though, bro.
Oh man.
Yes, sir.
I love talking to y'all, man. Y'all make a person preach.
Watch out, Howard. Watch out.
Thank you.
Well, guys, we've been at it an hour and 15 minutes, baby.
15 minutes. We
cooking with gas now. y'all got anything else y'all want to hit on?
Yep. Just
what's Tony doing? Who been talking to Tony lately? Tony Sharper. Me and him touch base here once in a while.
Yeah.
What's been happening with Tony?
He called me and left a message, and I called him back, and we pretty much been playing phone tag here lately. But when I talked with him last, Mr. Howe, he was doing good. He's doing just trying to stay safe from COVID and stuff, but he was doing good. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to call tomorrow. Yeah.
I tagged him on y'all's broadcast too as well.
Right.
In fact, I tagged Warren, Wesley, Bob Little, and Tony Sharper
right.
from this broadcast earlier. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I saw that. Right. Yes, sir. I saw that. He's doing good.
Okay.
Brother James, you can't stop that.
Yeah, I'll put the telephone. Boy, get off the phone. I got to find out where that pond is. You know, it's a fisherman. It's a fisherman in there now. He can start talking about fishing in that pond. He messed up talking about that fishing because he better have some bream and some catfish in there so we can catch
Who is the fisherman?
This is me. Reverend James, preacher man.
Man, the next time y'all come down here, y'all got to go fishing.
That's right. Yes, sir. We'll do that. Hey, Mr. Howard, somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not to cut you all off. Somebody's listening in. I think I don't know. It's some lady's listening and she wanted.
All right, go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry. Get on the radio, Josh. Tell him, let that lady talk. You got the mic, lady.
Go ahead, ma'am. I know somebody. I've been hearing somebody's on. Go ahead and talk with us.
Hi, Ray Holland and the New Boys of Triumph. This is G. Michelle Hale from Sylacauga. How are you?
Hey.
I've been the whole time enjoying you guys. You know I'm up anyway.
Yes,
and just I've enjoyed tonight the testimonies and everything from COVID on down. I just have one question that I wanted to ask the group, and anybody can answer it. Being a musician myself, I know since COVID, the pandemic has hit, there are things that, I mean, it's given me time to regroup, reset, and reflect. Is there anything that you've gotten through COVID that you're gonna attack differently, approach differently when you go back to singing publicly? Is there anything that you're gonna do different that you think based on having the time to reset and regroup?
Well, I can tell you, this is Wesley talking to you, G. Michelle. I can tell you one of the things that we're going to do when we do go back on stage, and I talked to Ray about this, we're going to have our own mic. We're going to use our own equipment. We're trying to stay safe as possible, so if we can use our own, the spray it down also.
Yeah.
So that's going to be something that we do different. And most of all, if we can, stay masked up. keep wearing these masks.
Yeah. And I guess I'm looking just for a little bit deeper. I mean, I'll just use myself as an example. I mean, you know, from the playing standpoint, sometimes we can be too busy. And I know for me, you know, reflecting back, I think, you know, going back in, I'm not going to fill my plate up as heavily as I have. And I was just wondering if maybe, I mean, I know you guys haven't performed publicly in a year, but are you looking to maybe change some of that when you do go back out?
Things. I do this one. I don't know. I have to let Ray deal. He deal with the booking and how much we sing. But the one other thing I want to say about your death is that, see, the main thing I get out of singing a life in general is that whenever you do something for God, your focus ought to be on doing it for God. So when you get up to sing, you singing to God, you know. And
right.
you want God to sing
yeah.
through you. So, and
right.
that's it. That's bam. And your mind, my mind is never on, well, I'm trying to make somebody feel good or make somebody run or make somebody shout or I want to be
that's
a show off. But I want to make sure that I'm just set. My focus always on singing to God and expressing to him how much I appreciate him allowing me to sing about him.
Right.
And then anointing my voice to be able to do that, you know, and give
yeah.
me enough strength to do that. So, you know, hopefully when we get out, you know, we can
You know, but like I said, do whatever we got to do. But I, you know, like I said, it'd be something I always leave that to my to Ray, because he used to know, yeah, because I don't want to say we're gonna do more or less or whatever, but I'm sure we discuss it among each other anyway. But he always kind of mm-hmm. point us where we need to go, you know.
Right.
Amen.
Okay. Cool.
James, you're right about that, Ms. G. We're not going to have a heavy schedule because my main concern is the health of the guys in the group. And like Pastor James said, we always come as one and we talk about things. I just don't make a decision without them. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm. right.
We're going to be saying, yeah, we won't have a heavy schedule because our main thing trying to get a CD out. We haven't even got a chance to practice yet. So even with that, we got to be safe with that. But no,
yeah.
We won't have a schedule at all.
Okay.
At this mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I'm just waiting on the new CD. That's all. I'm just waiting on the new CD. So y'all go ahead. Take your time. Do what you need to do.
Just, you know, gotta be right.
And Ray, I want to let you know that while we got her on the phone, yeah. It's an honor to speak with you, Ms. G. Michelle. She is an awesome promoter. I've been to some of her events. I've sung on some of her events. She is an awesome promoter here in Sylacauga, Alabama. So I want to give you your flowers while we have you on the phone.
Girl.
And, you know, just to let you know,
well,
you are good at what you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm humble.
Thank you, Ms.
G. All right.
Thank
you. Yeah,
thank
love you guys.
Listening.
Love you guys so much.
Back at you.
We love you.
All right.
And I hope you forgive me for looking over you for the whole hour.
Oh, you're fine. I was enjoying the testimonies, you know, especially with COVID and just talking about, you know, the whole process. Definitely, Kim, with the scriptures. I mean, he laid the scriptures out there for us, and just hearing testimonies and the Reverend talking about his sister with all her multiple medical issues. I mean, that's a testimony within itself. So
no,
I was just enjoying listening. I really was. Yeah.
Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed the camaraderie and the talking with you all. A lot of times you get on the radio and be on the air with people. You can find when people are real and when they're not real. You all are real. And I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
You have to stomach trying to find words and trying to do whatever it is to make yourself sound this way or that way. Just as my grandmama said, just be for real. You all are real. And I do appreciate your honesty and integrity. And I'm looking forward to that new album whenever you guys do, God willing, bring it forward.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
How close are you to getting back into the studio, Pastor?
Talk, Pastor Jay.
It's been a little while yet, but we're gonna get it done. Got Wesley, and we just got to. In other words, got to do a lot of fine tuning, but we're gonna. It's not gonna be real long. We're gonna try. We're trying to get everything because I've been thinking about the songs, guys, pretty heavy, you know. So it won't be long. It won't be long. Because he got some showing up good songs. God almighty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
That door is getting ready to open, Pastor. That door is getting ready to open. We just got to walk on in.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. We're gonna. Who wants to start wrapping it up?
I leave that on to Ray. I'll let you do that, Ray. You,
Then y'all fall in after me. I just want to say thank you, Mr. Howard, so much for supporting us. And when his new album come out, I'm going to get it to you. So you'll be the first one to play it for us, if you don't mind. And thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Again, we appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Howard. And thank you for taking out the time to let us be on your broadcast. We really appreciate it. And we just pray God bless us upon you.
All right.
All right, Mr. Howard, we again, we appreciate you for everything that you've done. You've stuck by us, and you've always been there for us, always helping us out, promoting us, and we thank you for all you do. Thank all of our listening fans, supporters, our friends, loved ones, family. Y'all continue to stay with us. We're coming back strong.
That's right.
And it's already looking better.
All right.
With Ken is not on.
That's it,
Mr. Howard.
Okay. Well, guys, look, I have thoroughly enjoyed it. The lady promoter that was on with us, I enjoyed the conversation. I enjoyed her input, and I just hope that when COVID is over, that we can. Well, God has already got the steps planned. We just have to step in, and He already planned them out.
I'm gonna have to run.
We plan our safer.
Yeah. Mhm.
But
okay.
We thank y'all.
Yes,
the young lady that was on,
yes, sir.
Do me a favor. I know that the stuff that seems to be kind of dry right now, but if you can find any corporate sponsors, anybody that's interested in corporate sponsoring, so I know you'd be working for yourself, but if you can find somebody that's interested in what we do here on this radio station and with Ray Hollins and different groups and Sharper Labor and the other groups that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I do, I don't charge anybody for anything. I absolutely don't charge for anything. I just do it. I just do it because I love to do it.
Okay.
And I only get paid from Block Talk Radio, a small portion, but I'm looking for corporate sponsors for groups and the stuff that I do here on the radio. So if you know anybody that's interested, send them my way. And what I'll do with them is send them back to Ray now.
Okay.
I'll send them back to the people that are playing their music.
Good.
But anyway, all right. I hope that seed will grow. I hope that seed will grow.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
All right. All right, guys.
Okay.
Thank y'all.
Okay, thank you. All right.
All right.
I need somebody to close the prayer. Close with prayer.
Okay. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Father, once again, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for Brother Howard allowing us to have the interview on the radio. Thank you for Ms. Hale tuning in with us and all our families and friends also tuning in. Pray for the Ray Holland New Boys of Triumph, Sharp Records. We pray for all of them. We pray for health and strength. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us and the blessings to come. Father in heaven, we ask you to continue to be with us on this Christian journey because we know it's not going to be easy, and you didn't say it was going to be. But if we hold to your unchanging hand, then we know everything is going to be all right. Now, Father in heaven, when we like others must come down to the end of our journey, when it's your time to call and ours to answer, we ask you to lead us somewhere in the mighty name of Jesus. This is our prayer. We pray. Amen, and thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you
Amen.
All. We love you.
God bless you.
God bless you all. Take care
all
of
right.
Be safe.
Yes, good night.
Wear that mask.
Yes, sir.
We're going to close on
Good running. Morning, y'all. We thank Ray Hollins and the New Boys of Triumph from down here in Alabama. Keep right on running, y'all. Thank y'all for the support.
if you're listening to your radio, go on and turn this song up. Because right about now, we about to give them some praise. Ow! Yeah. Don't believe me. You look at me and say, I got it all.
Of all of us here at House of Run Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Merry Christmas to you all today as we celebrate with the National Association of Black Defenders Radiothon. We need you to support us. We thank you. Make them call. Give us a call at 247-202-0317.
of the righteous. Many things we go through, we think we're not gonna last. But I tried a man, his name is Jesus. He will help you deal with your past. Already looking
peace in your Give it to the one.
go, but rest assured of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real.
Oh, You know, this world has so much to offer. The good and the bad. But I don't want any of it. Because you see, there's a place that I'm trying to get to. Because this world is not my home. I realize that I'm just a stranger down here. And I'm only passing by. Come on, fellas.
This world is not mine.
I'm not afraid to
Go on and turn this song up. Cause right about now, we about to give them some praise. Ow! Yeah. Hasn't always been easy. I've had hard times. Some of y'all don't believe me. You look at me and say, I got it all together. But I am just a man trying to live better. This is what I gotta do. Home.